getting caught up here with the head coach of the Princeton boys basketball team and Damon Collins. A big game tonight for the Tigers. They're going to have a late one. Going to guess going to start about 9:15. Got the Pattonsburg side of things here a couple of days ago with Coach Bill Potorf. Pattonsburg is a 3. Princeton is a 2. That is the semifinals of the Albany tournament so far this year. I believe Princeton victory a week ago Tuesday against Gilman City, and then a victory 55-41 over King City on Tuesday night in the first round of the Albany tournament. So far, so good. Coach Collins, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's a pretty good start to the season. Anytime you know you can start off 2-0, you'll take it.
Yeah, I haven't seen Gilman City yet, but just kind of looking at scores and talking with Coach the other day, that sounds like it's a much better Hawks team. How much of a challenge did you get from them on the 22nd?
Oh, definitely. It's even ball game early on. You know, we pulled up way a little bit, I think 10 at halftime or something, and then they cut into that in the third quarter and stuck around for a little bit before we were able to pull away. They're definitely improved team and have some pretty good players with especially with the Langfitt kid.
Where is your team, coach? As you look at where you were at the end of last year to where you have this year, I know you bring back a lot in the way of talent. Where do you feel like the guys have taken a big step over the last 9-10 months?
I think just one step is just kind of growing, maturing in the weight room, improving there, but also just getting more comfortable handling the ball, having more guys capable of handling it. Turnovers have been, pretty decent. We still do a little bit better, but haven't had any, the 2 games haven't had any really bad turnover games yet. But, I think they're just getting more comfortable with the ball and, getting more used to playing with each other.
Was the Gilman City final, was that kind of a higher scoring game, coach?
I think it was 67, I think is what we ended up with. And Gilman was 55-6, okay, somewhere in there. It's a little bit higher scoring for our games.
I was going to say, I thought it was a little bit higher scoring from just kind of going through the memory bank and looking at the scoreboard. But Tuesday's game, it really wasn't. 55-41 is kind of a lower scoring game. But on the defensive end, you giving up only 41 to King City. How pleased were you with the way that the boys defended on Tuesday?
It was really nice, especially, they had 12 in the first quarter, so kind of slowed down or kind of stayed pace with that the rest of the game. And I thought the defense was probably a little bit slow starting off, but picked it up a little bit in the second half.
How much are you looking forward to it? I know it's a couple weeks before you get into the GRC, but I know Maysville's pretty good. Gallatin is what they're going to be as long as they got Burden Fiden out there, and they didn't play the other night, but when they're at full strength, they're going to be a load. Putnam County comes off a Final Four appearance. I know they lost a little bit. Yeah, Milan looks like they're real good in the semifinals over at the Tri-Rivers. This looks like this boys' GRC race could be really, really fun here. Very challenging over the next 2.5 months.
Definitely going to create a lot of tough ball games, which I expect we're going to have a lot of close ball games, which is going to be good when you get ready for the end of the season. Being in a lot of different scenarios and situations just going to help you out whenever it comes time for district play.
How much better of a player is Talon Holt for you this year, Coach? Where has his game improved here?
He's starting to grow up a little bit, we're just trying to get him to trying to be a leader for us, and he definitely is with his play, but trying to get him to just kind of be a positive all the time, not get down when things aren't going great, or whenever he's going to see a lot of double teams and different types of defenses coming at him. So he's just got to stay positive and not force things, and he's done a pretty good job with that so far this year.
What are the question marks that you have coming into the season, coach, to say, I think we can be pretty good, but if we're going to battle in the upper echelon, the top 2 or 3 teams in the GRC, these are things we're going to have to improve on. What were kind of those areas of concern that you had that you feel like that the boys are going to have to give you some answers for?
We got to, when we get stops, we're going to have to finish those possessions by, completing it with the box out and getting the rebound. Kind of gave up, too many second chance opportunities that I would like to see so far. And then, developing, Clay Evans has done a good job of kind of being a second scorer for us, and just, developing, some more guys, and as they get comfortable scoring and helping out in that area.
You had in the teams that you had 3-4 years ago that went to the Civic Arena by the end of the year and really had some of the better seasons in the history of Princeton high school basketball. I know one of those years you kind of came off the mat and you won the Albany tournament. Does this tournament so early in the season, Coach, if you play well, can it kind of serve as a springboard for the Tiger season?
Oh, definitely. Early on, you get some good competition. Like that year, we had Platte Valley, who was coming off state championship, and if you're able to get by Pattonsburg, which is not going to be an easy game, there's a good chance that you're going to see a really solid Platte Valley team again in the championship.
Well, and here's what I kind of figured out from Coach and talking Pattonsburg Panther basketball the other day, too. That team can score. I think they put 77 on the board against Gallatin, lost by 9 last week. They put 69 on the board against Albany, 4-point win on Monday. So, they'll give up a few points, but that Pattonsburg team sounds like they got some high-octane offense going.
Definitely. I think they have a lot of guys returning from last year. They lost, one key player, I know, at least. But, I think they, they have a lot of guys that have had a lot of minutes last year, and those guys could score. And definitely from what I've seen, as you said, they're able to put the ball through the hoop.
One thing I like about your team, Coach, it's one thing you can coach them up, but this is something that the good Lord blessed them with, is that even as young people, 9th and 10th graders, your team has they're long and they're lanky, and when you have length, you can really cut down passing lanes, get after people defensively. Is that just one of the things that you feel like that this team has, is that you have some length on that front line where you can get after people?
I think this year is kind of a little different. I don't feel like we have a whole lot of that length, but we have some little guys that are kind of smaller and get after it. And we're trying to get there, but kind of one or two steps away from being in great position right now. And we get those down and clean that up. It'll be able to put a lot more pressure on teams and take away some other first and second pass opportunities.
We're talking off the air about the challenge of playing at 9:15. It's past my bedtime. I'm sure you want to get to bed a little bit earlier than that, but it is what it is. For the guys, they got to sit around all day long and then wait until about 4 hours after the sun goes down to just play a game. So is that the biggest challenge in playing well after that 9 o'clock hour tonight against Pattonsburg? That's just such a long wait and the guys get kind of antsy.
Oh, it definitely is a challenge. You're out there and, the crowd usually gets a little bit smaller after the game ends in front of you as people, other people realize it's kind of late and they head home and you're in huddles and, it's so quiet you can hear pins drop and things. It is definitely tough to get yourself up to have the energy to be excited and, intense and, you've probably had the energy and to be excited, but just not the intensity that you have when you have a big crowd there.
Yeah, you got to just remind them, hey, if you win, you got a chance to play for a championship on Saturday. Princeton's guaranteed playing Saturday. Third place game would be at 11:30, championship 2:30. Next week, Princeton will host East Harrison on Monday, North Harrison on Tuesday, and Mercer on Friday. You like the look of that, Coach, a little bit of home cooking next week for the Tigers.
Yeah, you definitely start off this season with several home games, and it's kind of nice because by the time you throw in three tournaments, up to your 9 games, usually end up being on the road quite a bit.
Yeah, I was looking at broadcast plans on the radio side in Trenton, Princeton. It's not too far away. It's a Tuesday the 13th up at Princeton. Certainly we'll have that on the radio for you. Haven't decided on the station. Got to think it's probably going to be KTTN unless we have an MU conflict that night. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Best of luck with the game tonight. Stay safe on your travels over to Albany. We'll catch up with you again next Thursday.
Thank you, and as always, we appreciate the coverage.